Welcome back to Storytelling 2.0, where we discuss the art of attention in an age of distraction. Listen in as Peter Lynch shares the secrets to build your brand, grow your influence, and become a master speaker, one story at a time.
So today I want to talk with you about probably one of the most important elements of great storytelling, and this is finding your voice. Now, the problem with finding your voice, and I see this all the time, is people see someone in the public arena and they see they're successful and they think, boy, I'm going to make my voice just like theirs. And the problem is it's not authentic, it's not real, and it just doesn't work. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I hear people speaking and they are trying to sound like Gary Vaynerchuk. And they get up there and they swear and they curse and it just doesn't work. It's not their voice. They're trying to mimic someone else. You can tell from the first second they open their mouth that it's not real. They haven't found their voice. What they've done is tried to steal someone else's voice. And this never, ever works. If you're the person who ever thinks, boy, I'm going to swear because that seems like what people are doing to get attention, that's never going to work. Don't do that. Please, I beg you. Don't go down that path. Don't be the person that tries to manipulate a voice that sounds like someone else that's successful. The reason they're successful is not because of how their voice sounds. The reason they're successful is because that voice is authentic to them. Gary is successful because his voice is authentic to him. If that's not you and you try to do Gary, you're going to fail. And you'll fail miserably. And everyone in the audience will know. Don't do it. I beg you. So how do you find your voice? How do you find your voice and curate it and practice it and become the best you that there is? Well, it's actually pretty basic. You just be you. You stop trying to sound like other people. It's great to get inspiration from other people. It's great to hear other people. But stop trying to sound like someone else. When you record a video, when you record an audio, when you're given a speech, live in who you are. Tap into who your voice is. I mean, I know my voice is one where I stumble over my words like I just did. I speak fast sometimes. I don't have this perfect cadence. That's me, though. I know that's me. And I've had people try to coach that out of me. I even remember when I gave my TED Talk, I had certain people tell me, can you slow down? Can you script a few things so that you don't stumble? And my response was, no. And so that's why to this day, if you go back and you look at my TED Talk, you'll see I stumbled over a few words. That is my voice. That is who I am. If you want to be an amazing storyteller, stop trying to mimic everyone else. Stop trying to find the person who you think is perfect and trying to recreate that in yourself. Listen to me closely. Listen to me carefully. It will never work. Your power is found in your voice. And your voice is the voice that you bring to the table, not the one you try to mimic.